Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Democratic presidential candidates said in their final debate of the year on Saturday that they're focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State as part of their top priorities. When asked about Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's idea of distrusting Muslims, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. has always treated Muslims with respect.
One of the best things that was done, and George W. Bush did this, and I give him credit, was to reach out to Muslim Americans and say, we're in this together. You are not our adversary. You are our partner. And we also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears.
National polls are indicating that Clinton leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by more than 20 points, with former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley in single digits in all of the polling. Rwandans have voted overwhelmingly to change the Constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. The new change will allow him to run for another 7-year term, and after that he'll be eligible to run for a further 2 5-year terms until the year 2034. 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the International Roadmap for Peace in Syria, which was approved unanimously by the United Nations Security Council, was a rare display of unity among major world powers on a conflict that has claimed more than 250,000 lives. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that his country has not yet used all of its military capabilities in Syria and is ready to step up the involvement if necessary. This is VOA News. Turkey is pulling troops out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government after President Obama urged Ankara to withdraw the troops. The deployment of Turkish troops angered the Iraqi government, which said the soldiers had not been invited, and the move amounted to what they called an illegal incursion. But Turkey has maintained that the force was part of an international mission to train and equip Iraqi forces trying to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Funerals have been held for 10 Iraqi soldiers killed by an American airstrike. It happened outside the city of Fallujah in central Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences and that they agreed the incident would be investigated.
These kinds of things happen when you're fighting side by side, as we are, and we recommitted ourselves to that campaign against ISIL.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near Fallujah, which is controlled by Islamic State fighters. U.S. military said targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A judge in India has granted bail to opposition leader Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul Gandhi, who went to court on charges of using political party funds to misappropriate the assets of a newspaper. Ajana Pasricha reports the case has soured relations between the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and the opposition, which contends the government is mounting a political vendetta.
The two members of India's most famous political family appeared in connection with charges that Congress Party funds were used improperly to acquire the properties and assets of a newspaper worth about $300 million. Hundreds of Congress Party members cheered as Sonia Gandhi left the courthouse after the hearing. She said she had come with a clear conscience. Gandhi accused the government of deliberately targeting its political rivals and using government agencies for this purpose. She said the opposition will not be cowed by such tactics. Sonia Gandhi was India's most powerful politician during a decade when the Congress Party was in power, but the party suffered its worst defeat in national elections last year. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Spain's Maria La Laguna Royo has been named the winner of the Miss World 2015 competition that was in China, dogged by some controversy. Not present at the event was Miss Canada, Chinese-born Anastasia Lin, who had been prevented from boarding a flight into China. Lin is outspoken critic of Chinese religious policy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.